Back on Blossom Street by Debbie Maycomer. Chapter 1. One of the best-kept secrets in the knitting world is that knitting lace appears to be much more difficult than it is. If you can knit purl, knit two together, and put the yarn over your needle to form a new stitch, you can knit lace. Myrna A.I. Stahman, Rocking Chair Press, designer, author, and publisher of Stahman Shawls and Scarves, lace for rose-shaped shawls from the neck down, and seaman scarves, and the soon-to-be-published The Versatility of Lace Knitting, Variations on a Theme. Lydia Getz. I love a good yarn, and I'm grateful for every minute I spend in my shop on Blossom Street. I love looking at the skeins of yarn in all their colors and feeling the different textures. I love my knitting classes and the friends I've made here. I love studying the pattern books. I love gazing out my front window onto the energy and activity of downtown Seattle. In fact, I love everything about this life I've found, this world I've built. Knitting was my salvation. That's something I've said often, I know, but it's simply the truth. Even now, after nearly 10 years of living cancer-free, knitting dominates my life. Because of my yarn store, I've become part of a community of knitters and friends. I'm also married now, to Brad Getz. A good yarn was my first real chance at life, and Brad was my first chance at love. Together, Brad and I are raising our 9-year-old son. I say Cody's our son, and he is, in all the ways that matter. I consider him as much my child as Brad's. I couldn't love Cody more if I'd given birth to him. It's true he has a mother, and I know Janice does care about him, but Brad's ex-wife is...